Like, oh, I shouldn't have a donut. I know, I already had a treat today. I shouldn't have a donut. Yeah. Oh, but if I suck his dick at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm just a good girlfriend.
It's a good deed.
Like, this is just a relationship maintenance. It's a maintenance day.
Hey guys, my name is Emma Austin and you're listening to Pillow Talk, a podcast where I sit in bed with my husband and gab about sex and shit.
Hey guys.
Hello everybody. We are facing another situation here with new lights.
I feel like facing another situation.
Well, I just yeah, I'm making it sound like a weird
news report.
You're
making it sound bad and it's good.
It's good. No, I just mean like, okay, I phrase it awkwardly.
Yeah.
But I find like, I feel like every month or two, there's a new light in my life. And I'm just realizing now that it's like, I feel like we have the same basic amount of lights. The rooms are lit, you know? It's not like we go from like darkness to light. But I think I just keep finding new lights here. Like you keep getting new lights. And this one is a very noticeable one because it's a curtain, essentially. Right?
Yeah. It's a curtain light by, I think the brand's called Govee.
All right.
Govee.
Is this something you found on Amazon?
Yeah. And, well, they make a lot of different lights. Like, they're the ones who make the, like, permanent Christmas lights, which are kind of cool, but they're very expensive.
Permanent Christmas lights?
Yeah. What does that mean? You install them on your house, and then you leave them up all year, and they have all different themes that you can use.
So there were houses in my neighborhood growing up that had permanent Christmas lights.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's classy now.
Okay. So they're Christmas themed, but then when the rest of the year, you're just like, actually, look, I changed the color. Now it's...
Well, you can do Halloween. You can do St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day.
Okay, so now they're orange. There's a Barbie theme. It's fine. Okay.
Yeah, like there's all kinds of fun ones.
I mean, as a really lazy person, I approve of that. Like, I think if I... Yeah. I've never put up Christmas lights on a house. Mm-mm. And I think if I would, my only thought would be like, I'm not taking those down.
I would make it the gay house every day. Like just the big rainbow house.
All right.
It would look beautiful.
Well, you got a rainbow right there on the wall.
I did it inside. I didn't do it outside. Because honestly, I don't have the budget for permanent
outdoor
Christmas
lighting.
Lights. I can't light for other people. I have to light up my own light first.
Well, no, that's fine. That's good. You should be taking care of your own lighting before giving whimsy to the neighborhood.
Yeah. So I got this curtain light and it's really cool.
It's basically like strings of lights. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like 20 hanging from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And so it creates like a curtain effect.
Yeah. Kind of like a beaded curtain.
Yeah.
But it's LED lights instead. Uh-huh. And it makes, like, it can do all different prints and shit. But mostly I just stick to the same one because I really like it.
You know, I said that, like, every room feels like it's lit the same amount. So, like, it's very, like, so it, like, sneaks up on me that we have so many lights.
Yeah.
But I'm realizing what it is now every wall is getting a light. Like,
yeah.
You're slowly adding a light to every wall.
I love it so much. It's, first of all, just, like, makes me and my brain happy.
Uh-huh.
But then also, I use them for photography. I use them as backlights.
Oh.
And I feel like it gives my photos such a, like, fun whimsy.
You know, in the biz, we call that a business expense.
Yeah.
Put that on your taxes. Yeah. Then you don't have to pay taxes anymore. I think that's how it works.
The write-off people take care of it.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I can't stop staring at it. I love it so much. And
we'll have to move the mic so that you're not facing away from your microphone.
I have to turn my head to stare at my pretty lights. So yeah, I really love it. Looks really cool in photos.
Yeah.
And videos.
I'm
wink,
like...
Wink, nudge, nudge.
Okay, yeah.
OnlyFans. But
pornography.
Emma Austin. Amateur, I don't know what my
amateur pornography
URL is.
OnlyFans.com/Emma Austin. That's,
it's not even hard.
Because I'm the one who says it at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
But now I have to say it at the beginning.
I don't know any of my links and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're my helper.
It's bad that I have the better memory for things than you do. Because that's saying something.
Yeah.
Neither of us should be running a business, let alone... Alone, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I actually started to appreciate the lights too because I think like this stuff doesn't occur to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I lived by myself, I'd be like your typical troll, you know, like it would just
lamp.
Be like, yeah, I'd have a like one day I would realize like I can't read the text on my cereal box or something, so I better get a light, you know.
Yeah.
And that
You'd
would
get
be
a
it.
Lantern. Like,
a lantern?
Like an oil lantern. Or a candle or something.
Well, you know what? It would occur to me. I don't know if I'd get one, but it would occur to me.
Yeah.
That's the old me. Come on. The new me would just get some cool funky lights. But that's your influence on me, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the old me would have definitely had a lantern or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. Mm-hmm. But this is way better.
Or just turn the brightness up on my laptop. Like, that's good enough, you know?
I took some product photos in here today, and I used the curtain as the backdrop for it.
Yeah.
And it looks really good with a dildo in front of it.
Okay, yeah.
The sex toys look really, because they're very colorful. Okay, it looks really nice.
Well, I know that was one of your, like, issues, is that you complained that with a wall.
It's boring.
Well, it's the same background every time.
Yeah, and this you can change. So even one of the dildos I took pictures of today was pink, and it was so cute. So I put on the backdrop that had, like, the hearts and stuff all over it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a little cheesy, but I love it. I love cheesy shit.
You do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Speaking of which, I didn't show you yet, but the dildo is uncut, and it looks cool. Yeah.
Does it have phimosis?
It kind of does.
Oh, poor thing. Because
it doesn't move. The foreskin doesn't move, so it's just like, you know, peeking open.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, but it looks cool.
That's like my permanent state, so that's too bad, but, you know.
Well, it's a dick I know. It's a dick I love.
I suppose that's true, yeah. If you want the full phimosis experience, you should get a... No one should have the full phimosis experience, honestly. I think.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
I thought you liked it that way. You know, when, you know those days, there's like random days when like I'm too busy and like I got a lot of shit to do. And then I look at the clock and I'm like, holy fuck, it's almost time for like supper. So I don't make like a real meal. Like I put a couple of boxes of Kraft dinner into the pot.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll fry wieners just to like make it feel like it's a real food. And then like that's what the kids are going to have for supper.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing right now. This is Kraft dinner. I didn't have time for a real meal.
Yeah.
So I found a Reddit post.
We're going to talk about
it. And we're going to serve it up to everybody listening. Mm-hmm. It's on Ask Reddit After Dark, and it's somebody asking, what's the worst sex advice you ever received? Or that someone's given you, you know? And so I compiled the ones that I thought would be instructive to read. The ones we could learn something from.
Okay.
And I wanted to present them to you so that you can then like think about it, respond to it while you look at your light curtain, you know?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want me to hit you with the first one? Okay. This is from... No, I'm not going to read the name. It's just a complicated name. I just realized... Okay, here's the first one. A coworker told me this a long time ago. If you want to know if the girl has a STD before you have sex with her, just squirt lemon juice on her pussy.
Oh my God.
Pussy's in parentheses. I don't know why. So squirt lemon juice on her pussy. And if she screams in pain, then she has an STD.
Wow.
Now, this guy says I never believed him, just to be clear.
So that's such a crazy... I've never heard that.
Squirt lemon juice on it. First off... Weird situation no matter what. Like, that's a test you can't do very discreetly.
No, you're going to definitely be... it's going to be obvious that you you were testing. I really don't know what to make of the... Of where it came from. Like, is there any truth to that, I wonder?
Or well, there might be...
I feel like lemon juice would make your pussy sting no matter what.
Well, I was going to say, I think you'd get a lot of false positives. I think you would accuse a lot of women of having an STD because you'd be like, aha, you were...
Yeah.
You found it uncomfortable to have lemon juice squirted on your most sensitive private areas.
Yeah. The yikes.
Yeah. The only thing I keep thinking of is this... It's like... Like, the only thing you can reveal with lemon juice is, like, secret writing, right? It's not an STD. It's like invisible ink, isn't it?
I think you're right.
Oh, wait, no, the lemon juice is the invisible ink. No, the lemon
juice is the invisible
ink. Right, and then you, like, heat it up or whatever.
Yeah.
So you have to squirt the lemon juice on it. I think you could use urine, though, and then heat it up and see if there's an STD. urine, you say? So
sorry, I just popped onto a different subject. It was kind of adjacent there.
I wonder if this is this weird idea of what an STD is. Like, you know, when you hear like people in back in the day would go to health class and they'd show you like slides, you know, on like a projector of like photos of people with really gnarly STDs. And does it come from that where it's like, well, if she has an STD, it's going to be this like huge open sore. So like just squeeze some lemon juice on there. And she'll scream.
Or is it because of like a woman's pH being acidic? So you're like mixing acids?
But wouldn't the lemon juice just blend in?
Acids don't make a right. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
It's too acidic, right? Normally she can take the, she can withstand the acidity. Maybe. But it's pre-acidified.
Or does it just neutralize? I don't know. No, you'd need the opposite to neutralize, right? I don't know. I don't know science. Don't ask
questions. Neither of us are chemists. Neither of us are STD doctors.
No, we don't know. So,
I barely know anything about lemon juice, so you know, I'm very unqualified to figure this out.
Yeah.
It just sounds like it wouldn't work.
No.
Or again,
I don't think it would be super accurate anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to end up with an STD.
Like, honestly.
I don't need protection. She passed the lemon test.
Don't trust this guy.
No. Let's see if we can trust this guy, though.
Okay.
Somebody told this guy, okay, she may be feeling insecure and shy, so make sure you compliment her. Tell her she has a huge pussy.
I'm not sure that will have the effect that they're going for.
Uh-huh.
Do you think it was a language thing? Like, maybe they used the wrong word?
Oh, maybe.
Or maybe that is just...
Do they mean like deep? Like it's so deep. But is that even good? Like I don't even know.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it's better than shallow. But I think. I don't know.
Depends on your size, I guess.
I've seen people brag about having a fat pussy.
Yeah.
Not huge though. Like, but
yeah. But huge again, I feel feels like not.
I feel
great.
Like I feel like that's talking about some different stuff in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, like what? Yeah, like yeah, like your pussy covers so much area.
Interesting though, because like huge tits uh-huh. would be a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Huge butt would be a compliment, but sure. Not huge pussy.
Yeah. Well, this day and age, the huge butt would be, you know.
Yeah.
Not back
I guess.
In the skinny jean days.
I suppose. I mean, maybe when we were in high school.
Maybe this person is on some advanced level stuff. Like we were like, hey, big boobs, that's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were like, actually, you know, a big butt is not an insult; it's a compliment. Yeah. And now this person's like way ahead
maybe
of the game.
He's
just like, you want to make her feel good? Say she's got a huge pussy. In like 5 years, that's gonna
take off.
That's gonna take off. And then she'll feel bad for leaving you because she's like, aw. He's the only guy, first guy to tell me I have a huge aww. Pussy. So, yeah.
Maybe they'll reconnect.
There you go. So, we 180'd on that one. We're like, bad advice, or is it?
It's from the future.
I've come from the future to tell you, you got a fat pussy.
That's funny.
Your pussy's as wide as it's deep, you know?
It's vast.
It's vast. You have a vast vulva. My buddy was a late bloomer for all things girlfriend / sex. He was so afraid that he would get a girl pregnant that even though he never slept with any of them. So joking around one time, I said, when you put on a condom, make sure you put your nuts in it too. I didn't think much of it, but a week later he messaged me and tells me he tried to put them on man, and he couldn't get them to fit. I had to explain that I was just joking.
Oh no. Ouch.
Well, yeah, that can't be comfortable.
I mean, you know what? Maybe some people who are really into, like, ball torture.
Okay, yeah.
Getting their balls beat up.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd like that. Maybe that would feel good.
Okay, so I did...
feel like compression.
Reading that now, I did think, like, yeah, compression.
It's like a ball hug.
It's sort of... There's a little chastity cage element to this, right? Because it's like you just bag up the whole
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And would that make it easy? And I'm thinking of the ball, though. Would that make it easier
mm-hmm.
to get your whole kit in there? You
I
know,
like bet once it would be like the ball, though. It'd be like a budget ball, though.
Once you got your balls in the condom, like assuming you can fit them all in
yeah.
there.
Yeah, get the extra large.
Sure, yeah. And then when like people are like scoffing at you, like, oh, sure. You'd be like, no, it's for my balls, too. I'm going to stuff this thing good, you know? I'm going to put a sock in there, too, to give it extra, just to make it real, real big.
Whoa, there's your penis enlargement.
Yeah.
Just wrap a
budget
sock around it
and then
stick
put on a condom.
It in the condom.
We're all full of good advice today. Wow.
Hey, this is all about bad advice. It's okay.
This is an educational podcast. People tune in to learn things. And we're delivering.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody out there, get some condoms, socks, and lemons. But yeah, once the balls are in there, I can't picture it as the thing. Like, I can't, I've never tried to put my balls in a condom along with my dick, especially.
Well, it probably felt like the baldo, though, right?
But then, like, would it make it easier to, like, fuck literally so deep that, like, your balls go
in? Maybe.
Like, I don't know why you'd want that.
I feel but... like it'd be risky.
Yeah, I feel like it might be too. Like, you, then you'd have to go to the hospital, and then they'd have to, like, explain why your vas deferens is all fucked up. Like, it was just...
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, you flew too close to the sun, right? You tried to tried to fit the whole thing in there.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, think twice before trying that one.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another thing you have to think twice about. This is not so much advice as a stupid urban legend, it prefaces, you know, but I was told that if you have sex in a pool or a hot tub, you have to enter the woman before you go into the water, or it will trap air inside her and she'll die.
That's not where I thought that was going.
Because I think I've heard the version of, like, oh, if you have sex in a...
It's an air embolism in yeah, your exactly. pussy, which I do think a is pussy a embolism. Possibility, yeah. But because don't they say don't blow in a pussy?
Because then it'll get an embolism, can... it'll, like... create an air bubble in the pussy that reaches the heart?
I don't know.
I don't. Now, again, I'm not a doctor.
Wait, I used to look that up. No, it's true, I think, right? Unless it's just something that everybody says.
Well, it's based on this. Everybody heard about the, you'll kill her by fucking her in the water. See, I've heard versions of, like, okay, hold on. You found a Reddit post. It's Can blowing air into a vagina potentially occurrence. Kill a woman by causing
but
embolism?
But this is Reddit. Oh, yeah. I looked for it. Okay, that's just a habit I have now on
it's a
Google.
Reflex.
I
you
immediately
don't
put Reddit for every search I do because otherwise you get only shitty shit.
Yeah.
Should I not give that advice when I have a blog? They're just going to Reddit instead.
Yeah, whenever you search for something sex, just put... loveemmaaustin.com
honestly,
at the
yeah.
end of it.
I probably have an article about it.
You got, what, like 500 fucking articles? Like, yeah. You probably wrote about everything.
I can't shut up.
You can say that. I can't.
It says it's dangerous, but that's on Cosmo.
Well, Cosmo's great.
Oh, Columbia University. We're going to get a real answer here.
Okay.
Real answer.
Columbia
wait,
University.
Wait, this is Columbia Anniversary. Columbia Anniversary.
It's Columbia Anniversary?
Columbia University, Go Ask Alice? Why
oh,
is that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go Ask Alice. That's actually a thing. That's
well,
like their
I know
advice
that, but,
thing.
But oh,
yeah.
I didn't know it was on here.
Yeah, yeah. It's part of Columbia okay, University.
Okay. Yes, it's very true, but rare.
But you're right. It does look like you found a non-university website. It looks like you stumbled on the wrong side of the internet, you know? But
it does.
So it yeah. does happen. You blow into someone's pussy... and she dies. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there's one sex
so
move I can't do anymore.
Yeah. But can okay. you fuck an air embolism into somebody?
Okay, well,
I don't know.
There's
Wouldn't
layers
it just come
to
out?
This. There's layers to this, right? Because, like, the version I've heard before is, like, actually, like, water can cause friction or whatever, like, pressure, water pressure. So, like,
yeah.
don't fuck in the water because you know, you might, like, do some damage or something. The air embolism thing is new, though, to me.
Yeah.
And the most interesting thing to me here is the advice isn't to, like, hey, don't fuck in the water because you'll kill her. It's make sure you start fucking, you penetrate, and
the
then you get in yeah. the water. Like, stick it in, and
then slide in.
Then both
together.
Of you. Oh, okay. I was trying to picture two people, like, awkwardly climbing into a pool with, like, the dick inside, you know?
Well, you know what you'd do, though, is you'd get up on your elbows, and you'd get your ass out of the water, and then he would come
hot.
Up behind her, slide in, and then you'd drop down.
Okay, that's all very hot, actually.
Yeah.
I like that image. That works. Okay, because when you said slide, I was going to say, like, it could work, I suppose, if you fuck on a water slide and then you just kind of, like, dip in, you know, just fuck all the way down.
Just flop into the water.
Flop into the water, yeah.
That could work. Yeah.
Or that, too. Like, you, like, put it in, you know, face mm-hmm. each other, like, hug each other, put it
yeah,
in, and
yeah.
then, like, just kind of, like, belly flop in.
So yeah. many options.
So many options.
I think you're relatively okay fucking in the water. Most of your issue is going to be not enough lube.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's true because it'll wash away all the natural lubrication.
Yeah, but you know, if you can get it, get it.
I feel like fucking in the water and someone gets a pussy embolism is and they die from it, you know?
Yeah.
That sounds like along the lines of a freak accident that, like, if that has the same likelihood of another weird thing killing you in other settings while you're having sex. You
I
know?
Mean, it does sound incredibly rare.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't think...
But, you know...
I'm saying...
Don't like, sue us.
I'm just saying, like, if this is a habit of yours, you know, to fuck in the tub or whatever, yeah. like, maybe you don't have to change that habit because it's quite rare. But just yeah. if you want to be safe, like, pop it out of the water,
yeah,
slip it in, and then...
There you go.
Get back down there. You know? Well, you found a way to make it sexy, so that's good, you know?
Great.
Yeah. Texan Wanderer writes, a woman's forehead caves in when she comes. We were 12 what? And really stupid. Yeah, a woman's forehead caves in when she comes, which I don't know if that's advice, except for you could tell if she's faking an orgasm, right?
Oh, like, I guess. Your forehead, yeah, for forehead,
your forehead
didn't,
stayed
she's never
in,
coming.
Your forehead remained intact. Therefore.
Liar.
I don't, this one baffles me because I don't even understand how that misconception would take hold. Like, I could kind of understand, like,
unless it was a
even
joke.
The lemon juice thing I can sort of get.
Yeah,
this I'm just confused.
Maybe it was an older brother being an asshole, you know?
Yeah, maybe
just leading him down the wrong
or like,
path,
or like somebody misunderstood, like somebody overheard, and they're like, somebody was like, hey, you could tell she was coming because like her she
her
was
head
like
caved in.
No.
Her head exploded and the yeah. kid forgot what
oh,
word.
Oh, yeah, I blew her mind and then like
blew
oh,
her
I
mind.
See. So that must yeah, be maybe. It must be collapsing into itself. No, I was maybe? Thinking like I don't know if there's like a furrowed brow, like you know, like you're straining your muscles, your face makes all sorts of awkward
yeah.
contortions. And then like you could tell the forehead was doing all sorts of fucked up things, so she was coming, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make it make sense is what I'm saying.
It's a hard one.
And then you misunderstand that to because you're 12 and stupid, you misunderstand yeah. that to think like, aha, it caves in when she comes. Use two condoms instead of one.
Yeah, that's...
That's a classic.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
It's terrible advice.
Yeah.
Not good for the condoms, in case you
for,
don't
not
know.
Not good for the condom. Not
but
good
I'm
for
sure it. All of our pillowcases know that.
Well, I hope so.
They're smart.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah.
And if you don't, hey, you heard it here first.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Don't use two condoms instead of
no,
one.
Just one.
This one's not even funny. It's just included as a PSA. It's, you know, people should know.
Yeah. Friction against friction is not good for the
first off,
for the latex.
It creates like heat and resistance, which yeah. is bad. And second, because you don't want heat and resistance when you're well, heat maybe a little bit,
maybe.
But no resistance.
You just you can know? Get one of those heated condoms though.
Warming condoms, yeah.
Yes.
Have we tried those? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
You know, you sound like you're not a fan.
I mean,
I guess we never use them more
like
than once.
The heat. I don't like the heat feeling. I don't like the heated arousal oils. I don't like heated toys.
Right.
I
right,
want
right.
it at
okay.
dick temperature.
Okay. You
not
want
hotter.
Room temperature sex.
Yeah. Well, body temperature.
I'm
not
gonna
room
fuck you so hot, baby. No, no, no. Room temperature, please. Mild, not spicy.
Yeah.
You're recording this under a heated blanket.
Oh, I am, but I think I forgot to turn it on.
Because you don't like it hot.
You just reminded me that it wasn't on.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. But I do like it under my heated blanket, yes.
Yeah.
It's where I love to be.
So if I had sex with you with a heated blanket on you, would that be too hot or would that be...
I feel like I wouldn't have sex with the heated blanket because because okay. it's like hard to wash and I wouldn't want to...
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah,
I
yeah.
wouldn't want
to... Fair enough. I wasn't
make
planning
sex
to.
On
I'm
it.
Just...
you know?
Yeah, let's not make the sex... under the blanket.
Yeah. No, we do it over the Liberator blanket.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, you put that on it. Underneath the Liberator. Turn it on. Warm up the
Ooh.
Liberator.
Wait, you're not supposed to lay on
start
a heated blanket,
a high
though.
House fire, maybe. I don't know. One or the other. Either you have some really hot sex or you start a hot house fire.
Yeah. It might not be worth it.
All right, here's a classic.
Okay.
When eating a girl out, trace the alphabet. Okay, hold on. This is a part I'd never heard before.
Okay.
If you go past Z, do numbers. Then he adds, I couldn't help but ugly cry laugh in his face because he was your typical neckbeard incel LMAO. But okay, I've heard the alphabet, right? Like when you eat out a girl, trace out the alphabet with your tongue. Okay, I've heard that one. Mm-hmm. But the idea here that, like, if you go past C, do number, like, I never thought that somebody, like, I thought you were supposed to keep doing the alphabet. Like, I didn't think you were like, oh wow, I ran out of letters. Like, like, I just licked her 26 times and I don't know where to go from here.
I feel like I've heard do the alphabet or do your name.
Do your name.
Yeah, like, do sign, the alphabet and then do your name after.
Sign that pussy. You claimed it, you know?
That's funny. I mean, I guess numbers would work just as well as the alphabet. But that doesn't work all that well.
Poorly, yeah.
You have to read her signals, guys. You cannot just do a weird...
That's right. You're like, supposed to read her, not write on her. I mean,
don't be a sex toy. A sex toy would do the alphabet. A sex toy would do like a pre...
A sex toy would do the alphabet?
...patterned thing.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
Okay. Like a pre-planned pattern. You're not a sex toy. You're supposed to read her reactions and like change what you're doing depending on how she's reacting.
That's right. Give her that human touch.
Yeah.
And then sign your name on her pussy.
Well, you know, you can do that just for fun once in a while.
Sign it in lemon juice, and then it's like a secret ink, invisible ink on there, you know?
Gross.
All right, here's another one. Virgins can't get pregnant because their hymen prevents it.
I have never heard that.
Me neither.
So that's funny.
Yeah.
I have
so you get like one shot at going bareback without getting a girl pregnant.
I mean, I feel like I've always heard the like, you can get pregnant on the first time, you can get pregnant in a car.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in a car. It's usually in a car, your first time in a car.
Wait, hold on. They specifically say in a car?
Yeah.
Because some people were like, if it's in a car, that means she's on top. That means the cum won't, it'll just fall.
Oh, I've heard that
it'll
too.
Fall
yeah,
out,
she's
right?
on top, then it can't go up. The
it
sperm
can't go
can't
up.
Go
yeah.
up.
No, that pussy's like a vacuum.
Yeah, it sucks it up. Especially if she comes.
That's why I feel so good in there. So this assumes that the hymen is like a natural diaphragm.
Which
I
it's
guess,
not.
Right? Yeah.
Most hymens are not even full, like a full, like they make it seem like it's
not
like
fully
a,
formed,
like a patch
yeah.
that right. you have to bust through, like the Kool-Aid man. Like mostly it's like a half
yeah.
or... Yeah,
it's like the Punch-A-Bunch game on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
You have to punch a hole through it and then you can get your prize.
Yeah, so you can definitely get sperm past that.
Yeah.
That is so random.
Part two of the PSA, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't use two condoms. Use one.
Just one.
Even if it's a virgin.
Yeah. Right. She can still get knocked out.
Okay, so here, a couple of years ago, I was reading this sex blog or whatever. I cannot remember what it was, just some website that had some clickbait headline, like how to be better at sex. Now, I'm going to say, right, preface this right off, but this is another reason why you should add loveemmaaustin.com to the end of your search term, yeah, like your yeah. Google searches or whatever, because mm-hmm. that's how you get the real shit, not this clickbait nonsense.
That's right.
It claimed that you shouldn't write a guy in reverse, and if you do, do not lean forward. It said guys will be turned off if they see your asshole. Always stuck with me for some reason. However, talking with guys, most seem to enjoy it for that reason. So, see, I feel like you give the opposite advice.
Yeah,
so,
I do.
You know,
I do.
This
give
is
the
why
opposite.
You're a legit. You know, you're a real proper website with real good advice.
That's so funny.
So yeah, just so if you're writing, don't write reverse. And if you're writing reverse, don't lean forward.
Because he might see your asshole.
Yeah.
And get turned off.
And
by
Jesse,
you.
He'll never. Then he'll never marry you.
Never again.
Never. Can no longer be my wife. Not after seeing you like that. I lost all respect for you. After reading this, I tried to. I wondered if this has ever resulted in. Bear with me, in dick fractures, because. With, would that make somebody paranoid enough that if they're going reverse cowgirl, they're like, so I got to lean back as far as I can
oh
so he
God,
can't see
maybe.
Anything. And then it's like fucking the dick in all sorts of awkward positions.
Just to
you
hide
know?
Her asshole.
Yeah, just to make sure. And then like his dick breaks. Yeah.
Let us know if you know anybody that that's ever happened to.
Because I feel like you, and I know there's ways to like, you know, you can bend back and get fucked and everybody's fine. But like, I feel like it could also like kind of like.
It can be risky.
Bend the dick a little
well,
funny.
Especially
you know?
If she's being really self-conscious and weird about her butthole. Then
she's too busy thinking about her asshole.
She's not being safe.
She's not thinking about his dick.
Yeah.
And she.
Yeah.
She's too busy thinking about covering up her asshole. She's forgetting what she's doing with her pussy.
Yeah, that could be dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want some other good sex advice?
Yes.
Flavored condoms are great for fucking. Fuck and then taste the pussy. I read this like yesterday and I can't stop thinking of fuck and then taste the pussy.
I mean, I kind of weirdly think that's kind of hot, but also don't do it because you're not supposed to fuck with flavored condoms.
No, yeah.
But it also seems kind of hot that you'd like fuck a pussy and then like, I don't know, eat her out and she tastes like strawberries and pussy.
Sure. I see
that sounds kind of fun.
I see where your mind is going. Yeah.
That sounds fun, but I do know that they're not good for your pussy.
I just eat it plain, you know?
I know you do.
But then again, I'm the guy with a lantern and no fucking fun lights. Exactly. I don't have a light curtain in my life until you came in, right? Yeah. So you're thinking fucking taste the pussy. That's a good, solid, fun time. Okay. Yeah. I do feel like there's a lot of like flavored lubes you can use for penetration. But I think you're right that flavored condoms aren't, you're not supposed to, right? Like, because they're probably made with...
Maybe not all of them. This is just what I heard is like, you know, don't fuck with them on because they have stuff in them that could bug you.
Bug you?
It could irritate your pussy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I just don't mess with that shit.
That's right. Yeah, it could have lemon juice in it or something.
I don't know. Sugar, maybe? Sugar.
I think it's usually glucose, right? Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah. Fuck with your pH balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No good.
So just fucking taste the pussy, but... At your own risk.
Yeah.
At her own risk, I guess. Magazines would always tell you that pulling on a man's pubes was the thing to do and would drive him crazy with desire.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember really reading that in magazines.
No, me neither.
We were not reading the same magazines,
no,
I guess.
No, which magazine is this, you know? Maybe it's an old issue of Barely Legal or something.
They have maybe
sex advice in there for some reason.
Yeah. I've never heard this one.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think I'd enjoy it.
No, you don't think so?
And the thought of it doesn't arouse me in any way. Also, I don't have...
I'm
bald
a lot of
down
pubes,
there.
Yeah.
I'm old now, so I'm bald.
Yeah.
I'm bald down there, and so...
Yeah.
It's been a while since there's anything worth tugging. Well, mm-hmm. No, I shouldn't say that. Let me backtrack a second. It's been a while since there's been pubes there to tug.
Yeah.
There's plenty worth tugging. Okay. And so,
well, you know.
And like drive me crazy with desire. Like, I don't know why that would even do that, but yeah.
I mean, maybe if it's all I gave you.
Well, okay. Well, that's the promise of you tugging the rest of it, I guess. Yeah. If it's all you gave me.
It's an interesting tease, but you know, I bet you some people like it.
It might
like
make you
sensation.
Look like a wild girl, you know, like she does some wild things to me that I didn't even see coming.
It's like pinching your nipples.
Or yeah.
Tugging on your pubes.
she tugs on my pubes. She arches it before I penetrate her, before we go in the water. She leans all the way forward when she's doing me from like reverse cowgirl. She crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. My father used to tell me the story about a coworker of his. The guy was insecure and he feared he could fail and not have a full erection and so on. So a friend of his told him to put Vicks Vapor Rub on his dick. He did, and well,
ouch.
Things didn't end well.
That sounds awful.
That sounds like a prank somebody pulled on them, you know?
Or like, would it feel like a really strong arousal? No, it'd probably be.
No, shit, actually, I think you're onto something. This makes no sense,
like
but now
mental,
I'm like,
right?
Yeah, because I feel like you're right, you know, because...
But it would be like a lot stronger.
Starting to
probably.
Follow. I don't think this is a good idea.
I have some Vicks. Do you want to go for
it? No, it's not a good idea, I don't think. But I'm starting to see the logic because, I do have like penile arousal creams or like sensitizing
and
serums. And they're usually like they're menthol or something in them, right? They're like pepperminty or minty or whatever. So like gives me like a toothpaste dick. But like, so I can see that you could then extrapolate from that and be like, well, get the tinglies.
Yeah.
And then you'll feel something. You'll be hard the whole night.
Yeah.
But Vicks Vapor Rub is...
I feel like that's a little too strong.
You know, this old remedy, like this like homely remedy my mom used to have, and like insisted that like all the family use it, and like her aunts were into this too, was like, if a kid is ever sick, put Vicks Vapor Rub mm-hmm. on the soles of their feet and then put socks on them.
Yeah.
And for some reason, that's going to make everybody feel, you know, top of the morning.
Uh-huh.
Maybe this is how it works for this. You do put it on your dick, but you've got to put a condom on to protect her.
Oh, yeah.
Ecosystem from your, from yeah. everything you got going yeah. on there. So it's just your dick. But again, I feel like maybe that might not be good for the dick either. I don't know.
I wouldn't do it.
It feels, I know it smells strong and it's not necessarily like caustic or anything.
No.
But I feel like all I could picture is like the risk of a chemical burn or something. Like, I don't want to mess with that.
Well, and it's like, it like kind of makes like almost like a burning, stinging sensation on a mild level, but like you put that on sensitive,
then you put Vicks Vapor Rub on the head of your dick, you scream out in pain, and you have to worry that you've got an STD. Like, you just didn't know about it till you did the test. So
Vicks Vapor Rub or lemon juice, whichever you want.
You know, I'm calling it Vicks Vapor Rub. No, not a good idea.
Mm-mm. Not recommended.
Keep it for those chest congestions. That's what it's for, right?
Yeah.
I haven't had it in a while. Had it, like,
I guess, like,
it.
A stuffy nose.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Congestion,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. There we go. I know things. So does this person. My male best friend told me to press my palm really hard into a girl's breast and to make a... And to make a gun shape with my hand and poke the barrel of the gun in and out of her vagina really fast and hard. We were both 15 and never been kissed. So press your palms really hard into her breasts, and also then do a gun shape with your hand.
Like this.
Do a gun hand.
Then technically,
put the barrel in and out really fast and hard
mm-hmm.
when you're fingering her. Like, that's how you gotta do it.
Get there eventually, maybe work your way up to it. But yeah, I mean, gun, right? Because you get the two fingers in.
So I'm watching you do it right now.
Get the knuckles bumping against the ass, and you get the thumb on the clit. Yes. It's perfect.
I'm watching your gestures, and honestly, you're onto something. These kids had it right all along.
They did.
I'm even going to shove my palms into your tits just to see if that works, because if they're right about the gun. So you had two fingers sticking out. So it's a double barrel.
Oh, yeah, it was
pistol.
A big gun. Well, that's what a gun is. When you do a gun with your hand, I guess you could do it with one finger.
I mean, either way, it would work, right? But I think it's standard to stick two fingers in there.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you're right. Felt natural.
And you're right. Like, the thumb mm-hmm. is free
that's
to
right there
do
for the clip.
To work the business.
Yep.
And then I guess you're right. The knuckles on the other fingers could
just bumping
her
ass.
Yeah. Which I didn't even consider, but you're you know what you're doing. You're an expert.
Yeah. I masturbate a lot.
And then you're like, look at that. The knuckles bumping my ass again. This is a good technique.
I think
maybe
kind of
hard
to
finger gun yourself. But you masturbate a lot while picturing yourself finger gunning some lady.
Someone else.
Yeah. Be like, that's right. I'm hitting all your erogenous zones at once. I'm smacking your tit with the other hand. Real hard. I'm
flattening it with my palm.
Yeah. Trapping it under there, creating a lot of pressure and
it's hot,
stimulation. Just do that for a while, then stuff your balls into the condom and give her everything you got. Here's another piece of advice: bite a dick to add sensation.
Do you like it when I bite your dick?
Nope, I don't think so. I don't think you have.
Just a playful little nibble.
I don't even know if you've done that.
No, I haven't.
Do you want to do it now? We'll see. No, I feel like I don't think that's a thing I've experienced.
No, you'd have to have a really tough, like, I feel like you'd have to be the type of guy that's into, like, getting your balls stepped on. He would probably like a little nibble.
Oh, sure.
Just a little.
I think if you like your balls stepped on, you might want a full bite. Like,
maybe.
You might want, like, marks left.
I don't know how deep this goes.
Like, yeah. It depends how strong her jaw is. Yeah, I feel like it's... I'm... See, I just like pleasure. I like things that feel good. So it's not, it doesn't even occur to me to be like, if I'm jacking off, I'm not like, you know what? I'm going to give a couple slaps just to, just to mix things up, you know?
But see, I get that because I'm a soft bottom, you know?
You're a soft bottom?
I'm a soft bottom.
You do have
a soft top. We don't hurt each other.
You saying I need to do more push-ups? Work the pecs a little more?
Yeah, know? I guess so.
I've been getting kind of a soft top, actually. Yeah. Yeah, I love your soft bottom.
Thank you.
So if you want to bite my dick, go ahead. You know, it's thanks. Only fair.
I love having the control.
I'll let you play with it. You know, if you want to, you can slap it, bite it, do whatever you want. I'll stop you if it hurts too much.
Okay. You'll use the safe word.
Yeah.
What is the safe word again?
Big Bird? I don't know.
We're going to have to get
back down. I'm thinking about eating pussy with the alphabet. My brain's in Sesame Street mode. Eat a donut off a guy's dick. Thanks, Cosmo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Molly Pills did that.
She did, yeah. No,
it was cute.
I think it would do more for the donut than for the dick. Like, I think that's just a way to eat a donut. I don't think...
It's a guilt-free donut because it's work.
It's work.
And you didn't have to pay for it. Because the write-off people pay for it.
Well, you're thinking of it as making porn, apparently. Which I think would be the only reason to eat a donut off someone's dick. Because I don't know that...
Well, maybe for someone's birthday. But whose birthday would it be? Hers or his?
Well, that's... If it's yours and she's eating the donut, what do you get out of it? I don't know.
She gets a donut. You get the blowjob.
Feeder fetish. I just realized that would be the only time that makes a whole lot of sense. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would be perfect,
actually. Eat that donut off my dick. Mm-mm-mm. Yummy, yummy. You love it, don't you? You know, like...
Someone should do that.
See, I feel like the problem with that is, like, a donut's a lot, right? Like, eating a donut, it's not a small feat in a way. It's going to be very filling, especially if you go to, like, a proper donut shop and you got, like, those thick ones, you know?
You'd be too full for the dick.
That's what I was going to say. Then it's like, you eat the whole thing, and then it's like, now I got to suck this dick?
Well, the motivation's gone.
The motivation's gone. Well, yeah, you've already had your treat. So he's just standing there, dick out, hard, full of sugar, waiting for it to get sick. And you're like, you know, now I gotta clean this off, so you might as well go for it, right? And then, you know, you're just like, I don't know, man. I'm full.
Yeah, I can see that being a problem.
I feel like the first time I heard about the eat a dick off a guy, eat a dick?
Eat a dick.
Eat a dick off a guy's donut. Just slap a dick on that donut. See, that makes more sense, though. You start with the dick, and then you get a little treat at the end. You know, like, you did such a good job. Now you can take a bite of the donut.
Yeah.
And just...
That makes more sense.
Or are you supposed to go back and forth? You're supposed to, like, suck on the dick and then take a couple little bites of the donut and then have a little...
There's,
like,
lots of ways you can do it.
Then you swallow and then you're... That would just be a lot of waiting for him, though. I don't know. Like, I feel like the first time I heard this, I almost understood the thinking behind it.
Yeah.
And now I can't make sense of it at all. Like, I can't see... Your initial hunch was right. I think it's an excuse to eat a donut.
It was the guilt-free donut. Yeah.
Like, oh, I shouldn't have a donut. I know, I already had a treat today. I shouldn't have a donut. Yeah. Oh, but if I suck his dick at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm just a good girlfriend.
It's a good deed.
Like, this is just a relationship maintenance. It's a maintenance day. That's going to be the euphemism for it. Honey, is it a maintenance day? And it's like, nah, keep it in your pants. Sticking your dick in a sand pile feels like a vagina. FYI, it does not.
You don't know until you try.
I guess I haven't stuck.
I would. If I had a dick, I would.
Yeah, you've told me this. Yep. I feel like I have a dick, and I'm fine sticking it in quite a few things.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you that, like, if you live with it, it doesn't get old. But, you know, like, you move on with your life. You don't stick it in every little thing you can
find.
Why
wouldn't
you,
though? Because there's all different things.
You did say you masturbate a lot, I guess. So
it's all different things. It's all different sensations. So wouldn't it always be new and exciting?
Sure, but, like, there are sensations that I don't know if I care to find. Like, if I could stick my dick in a donut, I don't think I need to know what that's like.
I don't think a donut would be that great.
You got to do a grapefruit, right?
No. I feel like something.
But
that
sand, you think would be
That would be bigger. You know, like fuck a cake.
I mean, I guess if you stick your fingers in some really soft sand.
Yeah.
Like dry sand.
It would be a lot of pressure too, because sand is so heavy.
You're thinking wet sand.
No.
No, I was just dry sand.
Of a lot of sand, like a big, like a bucket. You're gonna fuck like a 12 ounce. You're gonna 12 fuck ounce, a 12 gallon bucket.
12. You're gonna fuck a bucket of sand. Fuck a bucket.
Fuck a bucket.
Fuck a 12 gallon bucket of sand.
It's your fucking bucket.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And then you can just tell people it's there in case there's a fire or something, right? Like, yes. Just throw sand on it. We're safe. That's why it's in the corner of my bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it could work.
It'd be fascinating if you ever got a dick, because I'd love to know what you would stick it in, because I feel like I have a limited range of things I stick my dick in.
Yeah. I'd stick it in a lot of
it's
things.
It's called monogamy. But
I mean, I probably would have done it already, you know? Like, I'd be done by now. I would have stuck it in.
You'd have your, like, experimental phase. And yeah. Then, okay, yeah, fair enough.
I would have been done in my 20s, probably.
Okay. Yeah, you'd slow down after a while.
Yeah.
And you just go back to sticking it where it belongs.
Yeah, probably.
Ladies.
I will have learned strokers, my lesson.
Sand bucket. Your fuck it bucket. Just the classics.
Yeah.
Okay, since you masturbate a lot and think about this stuff, you know, you might be familiar with this one. A YouTube video told me going down on a girl to use my whole face. If my forehead wasn't wet, I did it wrong. This was my first time giving a head, and I think I took it too literal.
Oh, no.
I gotta say, I hear some similar advice sometimes, and I'm sorry, I don't take it. Mm-hmm. I hear people say, like, use your mouth, use your tongue, use your lips, use your chin, use your nose. Your nose comes up a lot, right? Yeah. And I'm like, nah, my nose is fine. Like, it's not, I'm not gonna, like, rub your clit with my nose.
I think you do great at pussy eating.
Why, thank you.
You're very good at it.
Well, that's because I signed my name.
I do it.
I do it in cursive, though. That's why it's so good.
That would be better.
Oh, that's true. I never even thought, right? Like, that if you do fancier. Cursive, at least you're, well, it's a fancy pussy eating. Yeah. Fucking calligraphy on that pussy. My tongue is like a fountain pen.
Or what about tagging it? You could tag it.
I'd rather tag team that pussy than tag that pussy.
I feel like tagging would be better because it would be with a flat tongue, nice and thick.
That's true.
That would at least be better.
Yeah. That's why I don't bother using my nose. I got everything I need right here between my lips.
You do. You do just fine.
I guess I don't know if, I guess my forehead might be able to do things my tongue can't. But nose and chin, I don't know. I feel like I got that covered. You know, those sensations, I think I got them covered.
Yeah.
So.
You're good.
Oh, and now I guess I have a beard.
You do have
I guess my chin could do things my tongue couldn't, but at what cost?
I don't know what it would. I don't know if it'd be good, though.
Yeah.
When you don't shave enough, it can get a little rough sometimes.
And that's not even with direct contact on your clit, so. Now, my forehead never gets wet, so I'm doing it wrong. All right. A friend of mine got it into her head that it takes 24 full hours for a man to replenish his supply of semen. So if she and her boyfriend did it literally every day, they didn't need to use birth control.
Oh, my God. That's horrifying.
So the refractory period.
Wow.
Means you can't. Sort of, I guess. Like you're.
Imagine it was that easy.
Like you just keep unloading your balls and they're not fully loaded. But that would like. Yeah, that assumes that like. You build up a store of cum over time, which sure, I think that I believe that is true. That sounds accurate, you know? Mm-hmm. But that, like, the baby making part only comes in at the end. Like, they top it off at the end. Like, your body waits until you're full up. Your balls are full.
And you're
that's
at 100%.
Like, you're at 100%, like 99% full balls. And then it's like, oh, we got to squeeze in the little baby making juice at the top here and mix it up a little bit. But until you get there,
it's clean.
It's just pure fluid. There's no DNA involved. There's nothing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that one's new to me.
Never heard that.
Yeah.
The only thing I've heard is like when you're trying to get pregnant, sometimes they tell the guys to stop jerking off so much.
That's true. Yeah.
I think they usually say 2 days, I think, or some say 1 day. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's where that maybe came from.
I guess that could be it, right? If you maybe. Misunderstand the advice, like if you overhear something or you find out that like, oh, if you want to have a baby, you got to wait. And so you get those full balls, you know, like go hard, you know? Then you think like, aha, can't get pregnant with half a load.
Yeah. Free birth control.
Free birth control. You don't even have to use two condoms anymore. You ready for one last one?
Yes.
This is a quick one.
I'm ready.
All right. A guy told me that to check if a prostitute has an STD, you have to squeeze her pussy. If she's not in pain, then you don't have to use a condom. And I include this one only to include the reply, hey, at least this one didn't involve a lemon. So that's the bad advice.
That's funny.
All the bad advice that I could find.
Wow.
And that's it. There's no other bad advice out there. Everything else you hear about sex is good.
It's all good.
It's all good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't be led wrong. Actually, just stay on my blog. That's the only place I can protect you.
This is actually... let mama take care of you. You know, yeah. Like you do.
It's okay, you're safe now. Don't be led astray.
The internet is full of misinformation.
It is.
And now a lot of it's like weird AI slop anyway. Or just like SEO content mill nonsense.
Yeah.
That's why you got to get the real shit directly from you.
How many people are just like hiring somebody on Fiverr to write terrible articles? Or now they're using AI.
Yeah.
They're really bad.
Yeah.
Don't trust everybody.
Only trust Emma Austin.
That's right.
And so that's where you should go if you want good sex advice, or you could just listen to this podcast because we dole it out by the buckets.
Of course.
12 gallons of sex advice every...
It's very valuable.
Every episode. And you know what? If you ever want to fuck and then taste the pussy, you should get some flavored lube from BettysToyBox.com.
Mm-hmm. I love flavored lube. I almost never suck dick. I almost never suck dick without it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does.
What? I felt like I was accidentally canceling myself out. But I think it's just
a double negative. I never suck dick with that.
Because I'm really high. So it just sounded weird.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
No. I always have flavored lube in my mouth when there's a dick in there too.
That's a double positive. That's definitely accurate. Yeah.
Okay, good. So we are understood.
I'm going to specifically recommend, even though I guess you taste the flavored lube, so you'll have to like vouch for this.
You don't taste it through the balls?
If you're slurping it right, yeah, I end up getting enough on my balls and taste the umami. Of. I can only taste the umami, not the whole flavor, you know. But I'm going to specifically recommend the Joe Gelato
lubes. Oh, I love them. Yeah.
There's a lot of flavors. Favorite. So I was looking at the site because I was like trying to figure out like, you know, what kind of flavored lubes should I mention? You know, like, and they have like mint chocolate, creme brulee, salted caramel, tiramisu. Yum. So it's like really like the fanciest kind of thing you can put on it. Like, it's way fancier than a donut. Yeah. Like a donut, I'm sorry. That's kind of low class.
This is like one of those donuts like with fancy. A sandwich on top.
Sandwich. Do you mean like a brownie?
No, I mean all those weird fucking yuppie donuts.
Sandwich. Like PB&J? Like what kind of sandwich would it be?
I don't know. So BLT?
You said that I pictured a club sandwich, so I'm in the right ballpark.
I was thinking of a donut with a BLT on top. I don't know. It probably exists.
You are.
In Portland.
You are fucking high. Uh-huh.
Anyway.
I've never had tiramisu. Did you know that? Have you had it?
Yes, we've had it.
Oh, never mind. Then I've had tiramisu.
We once went to go visit your ex-girlfriend, and she made it for us.
I don't remember.
I don't really remember what it tasted like.
Mm.
But, yeah.
Okay, so I've had it. Just don't remember.
It was a long time ago.
So I'll have to get, like, the Joe Gelato tiramisu and then try it. And then, like, the flavor will transport me back to that moment.
Yeah,
and I'll have, like, a vivid recollection.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. I find a lot of flavored lubes. And, you know, it's not always that bad. Like, you know what you're getting into. You're eating lube. It doesn't have to be amazing. But I feel like a lot of them...
Just a spoonful of lube.
They taste a little bit artificial. Like, especially like the fruity ones, I feel like they taste like... They don't taste like fruit. They taste like fake fruit or like Tang, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah,
a sugar version.
Well, it's like the equivalent of like, you know, like banana candy?
Yeah.
Right? Like it doesn't taste like that. But it's like how banana candy tastes nothing like banana.
But it still, you recognize it as banana.
Somehow, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They taste like that. But the Joe Gelato ones, I feel like are the only ones that I don't feel like have that like aftertaste.
The fakeness.
You know, that like fake taste. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're obviously, it's still lube, but.
Yeah, it's all it's like artificial like, flavoring.
It's not
yeah.
ice cream, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it doesn't have that weird, gross aftertaste that I don't like in a lot of flavored lubes.
Mm-hmm.
They're my favorite, hands down.
Wow.
Hands down, hands up.
Hands on.
Hands.
That dick.
Yeah.
Or to pull the pubes. I don't know. Whatever. Do something with your hands.
Yeah.
Make it real good.
Yeah.
And when you get yourself some of that sweet, sweet flavored lube from Betty's Toy Box, use the code LOVEEMMA. That's one word, LOVEEMMA at checkout. And you're going to get 15% off your whole order.
Yeah.
And you're going to support this show.
Mm-hmm.
So that we could get back on mic and teach you how to eat pussy or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
How to finger gun the right way.
Yeah.
How to gun her pussy so good.
I just got a new article idea.
Double barreled pussy gunning.
Perfect.
Every woman's dream. There he goes again with regular fingers instead of doing the gun thing. The more I think about it, it's the shocker without the pinky, right? Like,
it is, yeah.
So I'm back on board. You're right. I'm going to finger gun you the next time. I'm going
to. The only thing that's different is you go like this instead of like this, you know? You're changing the angle of the fingers.
You're not getting that like, come hither thing, you know?
Yeah, which, I mean, you
I
could.
I mean, you could, but you're going to hit the sides.
Yeah.
Which, hey, I don't know. Maybe that feels good. I'm not sure. I'm
no
expert.
Depends on your anatomy.
Yeah. Fair enough. If your G-spot's crooked, then it's good.
But it probably is in some people, right?
Like, I mean, I'm sure.
Realistically.
You know, who knows?
Statistically.
Yeah. Statistically.
Some things are a little crooked. Some things in me are a little crooked.
I'm sure they are. I didn't want to say anything. But And you masturbate a lot.
Yeah.
And if people want to see that, they can go to onlyfans.com/Emma Austin.
Yeah.
Or just for fans /Emma Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And
sorry. Weird commentary.
Oh boy.
Okay.
We'll finish this soon. Hold on. Or you could also just support the show directly by going to patreon.com/pillowtalkpodcast. Where you get access to the super chill and awesome and laid back Discord channel that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And also some lewd photos.
Yeah.
About once a month.
I do give you some lewd photos.
So, you know, see some titties and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on over. I mean, it sounds like it's a hot tub.
Come on over. Just make sure you penetrate before getting in.
Don't bring your bathing suits.
Yeah, you're not allowed to post on Discord unless you're fully naked while doing it. We'll be able to tell. Because we need to feel that embarrassment, you know, that level of shame that gets behind every post. That's it, right? Like, we just have to wrap it up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we should go.
Yeah, we should. I think we've peddled enough advice for one
enough
day.
Damage.
We've done enough damage. Yeah. So, have a good day. Have a good night. Whatever. I don't know when
you're
listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Whenever.
Though. Whenever.
We love you so much.
We have, I was going to say listeners in every time zone, but I couldn't decide if I should say that or hoes in every area code.
Definitely hoes in every area code.
People from around the world listen to us, which feels like it shouldn't
weird
be like I don't
even think it feels real. It doesn't feel real.
I just don't think I've earned it, you know. Like I feel like I get why people want to support a local podcast, but
do people really do
why
that?
Why do so many people in Finland listen to us? I don't know. It's a lot of people in like Finland, Iceland and Sweden and stuff listen to us, so I don't know
which
what's
is crazy
up with that, but I appreciate it and I love it.
I would love to live in any of those places.
Your music's real good over there, so you got good taste.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us. But we should go.
Yeah.
I can't end it because I don't know how to end it without us laughing at, okay, at ourselves.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you very much.
We love you so much.
We appreciate you. You mean the world to us.
Bye.
Bye.